The Thai people residing in the valleys and basin areas usually have rivers and streams flowing through, which are conducive to wet rice cultivation. On the mountain slopes, there are terraced fields that are suitable for growing paddy rice and various other crops. Alongside farming and agriculture, the Thai people engage in other economic activities such as gardening, raising livestock and poultry, other works in hunting, fishing, and gathering. The Thai refers to the flat fields in the valleys as Na, which is from here creating irrigation canal systems for the cultivation of wet rice, considering it a foremost and vital occupation. Thai communities have utilized cattle-pulled plows for farming purposes, a practice that dates back to early times. Based on the terrain, the Thai people categorize their rice fields into various types: flat fields, terraced fields, and extensive flat field areas forming large paddy fields. In terms of soil fertility, flat fields consistently outperform terraced fields, and fields with readily available water always outperform those reliant on waiting for water. The rice varieties cultivated by the Thai community are highly diverse. Among these, sticky rice planted in lowland fields with stagnant water and abundant humus, Nep Nyoi cultivated in fields with minimal water, Ho Cham and Ho Se, plain rice, are more commonly cultivated than others. Although the techniques for cultivating wet rice have reached an advanced level, the Thai people still emphasize cultivation in fields because they produce various essential grains. Upland fields form the basis for the development of livestock breeding, provide vegetables for daily meals, and serve as raw materials for weaving. Thai fields are classified into various types: sloped fields, flat fields, single crop fields, double crop fields, plowed fields, perforated fields, rice fields, corn fields, cassava fields, sweet potato fields, vegetable fields, bean fields, cotton fields, and mulberry fields.